Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Parker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tom Magren now catching. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Magren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Magren hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kaminsk. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaminsk scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-0 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kaminsk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaminsk hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Maigren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maigren is 0 for 1 in the game. Maigren strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fermin. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Maigren and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. McGuire scores. Henderson scores. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Cines now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Magrin and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Magrin and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gonzalez pinch hits for Dave Clark. Denny Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kaminsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mark Higgins pinch hits for Tom Maigren. Mark Higgins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego misplays the ball. That's an error on Gallego. Kaminsk moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball four. Kaminsk moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Todd Burns now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaminsk scores. Higgins scores. Brown moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Athletics. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Athletics. Matt Young now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Zuvella now playing shortstop. Andy Allenson now catching. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parker strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallego hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Allred pinch hits for Denny Gonzalez. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allred strikes out. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kaminsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford strikes out. There goes Henderson. The throw from Allenson to second, and Henderson is out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing right field. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zuvella strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.